time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's December 14th.
Yeah, Friday.
We're stoked for the weekend.
I'm stoked for my party weekend.
Yes, it's party day, huh?
Yay.
But, you know, we got to get to the shooting in Connecticut before we go anywhere because...
What the hell?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, there was a shooting at a school in Connecticut. And I guess the gunman is dead. They found him in a classroom dead. But I don't know if... You know, they don't have enough information yet if, you know, whether he killed himself or what the hell went on there. But I guess two adults were killed and...
And I'm just wondering, like, is it because... Well, they don't know yet, I guess. They don't know if it's, like, scorned, like, ex... Like, he's got someone in the school. You know what I mean? Like, dated someone, and that's what he's going after. Who, like...
Yeah, who knows? You know, I mean, these people,
I'm
you know...
I'm thinking motive. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, I know. But I think at this point, it's too early for them to tell
that's
us
crazy.
What the motive was when the guy's dead.
Well, I mean, they're interviewing people that were in the school, and
right.
He was obviously probably shouting things or saying something. Mm. I'm sure he was talking or something was coming out of his mouth, you know? Or
but
someone
you know,
had to know something. There's some kind of drama. I mean, you don't just walk into a school and start shooting someone.
No, obviously.
You walk in, not that you would walk in for a motive anyway, but, like, you would if you're going in there, then obviously it's like a ex-husband, crazy ex-husband or an ex boyfriend or someone who's going after, you know, someone he dated or someone he hates or whatever in the school. You don't just go shoot people up.
Yeah, but it could be a million reasons, Brigitte. I don't know what the hell his problem is, you know, but we'll figure it out. The bottom line is they're showing pictures of kids crying and scared running out of the school. And
what time was this?
That was 9:30 in the morning Eastern time.
So school was already in session.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine coming to school at 9:30 and then I guess they heard shots in the hallways and a couple of teachers went out. So three people went out. Only one came back, they're saying.
Wow.
So, yeah, how sad, man. How shocking to keep hearing this stuff in schools, you know? I mean, you know, what? We have that mall shooting the other day, and now in school. And, I mean, I can't imagine what the parents and the kids are going through.
Yeah. You know? I can't even imagine either. That's absolutely insane. Yeah. There's just so much going on now. It always goes on. I mean, it's honestly, this stuff... This is crazy that people just walk in and start shooting up. And but see, again, it goes back to my whole conversation on guns. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like getting into that again.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
I really don't. But I'm too tired for that. But it makes you think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's a bummer way to start the morning. But other than that, we have a great show today.
Yeah.
We have a couple of phone guests. The first one's going to be Jojo Spatafora, and she was a house guest on Big Brother 14. So we're going to find out from her how long she was on the show and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't remember, we had a couple of Big Brother 13 winners here, actually, Rachel Riley and Portia Briggs.
Yeah.
And so we're sort of like into Big Brother, although we hardly ever watch it.
I've never seen it.
I know. And then we have
Wayne Fetterman, actually, who's going to be calling in. And I'm really excited about this because he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my favorite shows.
Really? So do you remember him from the show?
I don't remember which character he played. I don't know which character he played, but it's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
I know he's from that. So. Yeah, did you watch that show?
No, I never watched it.
So funny.
Yeah.
Where you don't like? Oh my God! You used to watch Seinfeld, right?
Yeah, I did watch Seinfeld.
Okay, because you know Larry David created Seinfeld,
right?
And he had this loosely scripted show, and This is kind of like the start of how all the scripted, loosely scripted shows started from him.
Right.
So Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then from there you have The Office and then Parks and Rec and, you know, and the list goes on. But yeah, he's like the start of it all. He's so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you met him before or?
No.
No, you just remember from the show. And
I watch the show all the time.
Yeah,
that's because
true.
It's loosely scripted. So
right.
It's like you get an idea, and I've watched like things on the show and it's like you get an idea of what the show's sort of about, and like you just go with it.
They kind of improvise.
It's complete improv.
Wow.
You really have no idea where he's going. And I think that's hilarious. They were telling me, because I had a friend that auditioned, and they were saying how the auditions were going, because I've always wanted to do the show. And it's like, it's very interesting how the auditions are. Like, you go back several times, and they put you in all these weird different situations, and you just have to make shit up as you go along. And,
yeah.
I mean, that'd be so fun to be on.
Yeah, I guess. That's true. What about you? You're not finding any more roles like Californication and stuff like that? Are you even looking?
It's funny. I haven't been out there. I haven't been. I do miss it. It's funny because I haven't been doing anything. I've been focusing more on school recently and just trying to get that done and my business plan and all. But I did go on an audition the other day. I went on a Corona audition.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny. I was there for 3 hours. I'm like, oh, my God. but that's why my foot hurts. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. So, the audition, you have to, like, dance around, whatever. But when I was there, I ran into a girlfriend of mine, and I'm like, you know what? This is the first time I've been out in a while, and I dropped my agencies and all my representations, so I'm kind of doing it on my own. Mm-hmm. And looking for a new representation, actually. Yeah. I'm going to start looking at the beginning of the year. Because I'm going to get back into it. But I've been more behind the scenes producing my shows.
That's
so
true. You've been doing a lot. Yeah. I mean, definitely.
Honestly, like, I love acting, and I love being on those small roles. Mm-hmm. If I were to get a bigger role, cool. But, like, I kind of like having the small roles here and there so I can do my other stuff in my life.
Right.
Because I like to have that freedom to be, like, everywhere and do everything. Because I think I can.
There you go.
But,
you'll have time to sleep when you're dead, you know?
Exactly. You sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been producing those shows and stuff, and we're really close, and I've had so many meetings with different production companies. And now I'm working on a different show actually with Rachel Riley, and we're really excited about it. And actually, she's taping Wee TV. Her wedding episode aired December 12th, so that aired
2 days ago.
Yeah, totally forgot about that, or I would have tweeted it everywhere. because I helped work on that episode for her wedding stuff.
Oh.
And
so they filmed the whole wedding in.
They filmed the whole wedding. It was incredible. It was so beautiful. Yeah. And then she got picked up. They got picked up to have a newlywed show on Wee TV. So her and Brendan will have a new show coming out. They start filming in January, February.
Mm.
So her and I are working on this awesome, awesome idea with it'll probably be more for like Travel Channel or Discovery, because it has to do with pets. But networks are really excited about it, so I'm stoked.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So we're actually doing a shoot. We're supposed to be this week, but I moved it to next week because of my party. But for us with our animals.
Yeah.
So exciting. Lots of things going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm starting to, but I'm working on both ends with that. I'm helping her, you know, produce it and be in it. So it's kind of from both sides. But we'll see.
That's nice. I mean, so you're still involved with TV and.
Oh yeah,
like
I've just been doing way more behind the scenes, more things that, like the production side, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Because I like running the whole scenario, shebang.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start.
The head honcho,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so to me. Having my party and stuff, the other party, the charity party that I had, you know, it kind of, having like the press outside waiting and like, you know, the paparazzi rather, who were like, sign this, sign that. And as annoying as sometimes it used to be, like, or it could be, it's kind of, I haven't had that in so long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I kind of like
you
this.
You miss it, huh?
I kind of miss it. It kind of like gives you that little like sparkle, I guess, in a way. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is what it was like. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
When you go on the red carpet and everybody starts taking pictures and you're like, wow, I'm a star.
Well, I don't think like that, but I mean, I just have fun. I like watching the photos the next day and looking at them and everything. And You know, it kind of gives you that, yeah, it gives you that excitement all over again. Like, yeah. You know, I've been doing this for so long, and it's like, okay, I'm on the carpet again, whatever. Like, I don't care. But, you know, I behind the scenes, you don't get recognized as much.
That's true.
So it's totally different.
Yeah.
So it's fun to, like, you know, get back out there and do it. But anyway, so my birthday party is tonight.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks.
So your birthday is another week, though, right?
Right.
11 days on Christmas Day.
Yes. Everyone forgets me, so I have a party all month long.
So nobody can forget.
Nobody can forget Bridgetta, ever. I kind of just reel it in your face. Like, you can't forget me. yeah, so my party's tonight. I'm excited. We had Monster came and delivered a bunch yesterday. It looks awesome. Wow. I made mountains. We have two bars in our house, so I, like, stock the bar, and it looks great. You know they have got a new coconut water out? I didn't even know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, they're owned by Hanson's.
Right.
So I had that. They brought us water. They brought us all. I mean, I have so many mixers. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Carlos, our good friend Carlos here, is DJing the party. And he came. Actually, I had to go help him load these speakers that took up my entire car.
Wow.
I mean, my car was weighed down. I was kind of like, my tires went.
Really?
I was like,
and your car's low anyway, right?
Yeah, kind of. But yeah. I was like, oh my God, what if I, like, blow up on the side of the road? Oh, yeah, I'm calling, like, someone to help me because I put speakers in my car. What the hell? And I guess it's equivalent to, like, a really fat person. I've never really had a really fat person in my car, but I guess it would be like driving if I did, which was really hard to, like, you know,
right.
Speed up, and it was funny. So he wanted to put all these speakers in. I'm like, my house is decent size,
right.
But it's not that big. You're going to blow up the neighborhood. I can't.
It's not the Staples,
like,
Center.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need to have all this. So I went and saw all his equipment, and I'm like, holy shitballs. This is not the Staples. Exactly. Yeah, this isn't happening. So, but we did set up a huge light show. It looks awesome. There's, like, lights all over the place. I mean, amazing lights, all different colors, and they go to the music, I guess. And he has a fogger.
Uh-huh.
He presses a button, and it fogs the whole room. So, of course, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. Last night, I'm so tired. And I start falling asleep driving back home.
Wow.
And it was, like, 11 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, my God. And we had to unload once we got to my house. And then he set it up for, like, a couple hours. So I was just in there like, oh, my God, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
So I'm really tired today. But it looks amazing. And
yeah. I can't imagine organizing such a big party, you know? I mean, there's got to be so many things you think about, you know?
And yeah, like the bathroom signs.
Yeah.
Well, he was setting up last night because I don't like people going through my stuff.
Right.
And not that they will. Mostly everyone that's coming has been there before.
Right.
But there's a few. I mean, obviously they haven't.
Don't you lock the doors for the bedrooms or
no.
Something? You should.
I should, so that wouldn't be a creeper in the closet again.
Yeah. Or
but,
nobody has any business in your bedroom. Why would... Or
well, most people respect it. You know what? And my dogs will be in there. That really didn't do anything last year, I guess. Did it? I had a stalker in my closet for 3 hours. Yeah. Which is funny, and I know, like, the cops will probably drive by again, and they're going to just laugh because they're going to remember what happened
yeah.
Last year.
They probably know you.
Yeah, I'll invite them in. Actually, one of the cops asked me out on a date last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Those cops, man. I hear so many stories.
He was a hot cop.
Yeah.
He actually was. I wound up going on a date, actually, with
wow.
him. I did. And it was really weird. Actually, he's dirty. Yeah. I wound up being like, what? Anyway.
What? He was dirty-minded?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into it.
Okay.
I was just like, what?
I can't believe all these cops scoring dates and stuff, you know?
It was a funny situation because this guy, I mean, oh God, can you imagine? I think he got arrested at 5 a.m.
Mm.
I think it was 5 a.m. he got arrested because we called him at like 4.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in my closet from 1 to 4.
What?
The guy hiding. Yeah. Or 1, or 12 to 3, 12, I don't know, whatever it was. Anyway, like 3 hours. So, because I was in my room for 3 hours having a conversation. I don't, because I have this huge balcony off my bedroom.
Mm.
And I wound up, it was so crazy out there. There were so many people that I wound up escaping to my room and having like this fun conversation with a couple of my friends. And we were in my room and in the balcony area. But like, you can't, like, we were in the room. Like, you can't, like, I can see everything.
Right.
And one of my friends does not drink. He's sober. So, like, he was paying attention to everything. So we would have seen someone go inside like, the closet and hide. No, the dude had been in there for 3 hours. Because we were wound up in a conversation for 3 hours. So when we called the cops and the cops came, and they,
Let me cut you off. I hate to do this, but the call's just coming in.
Okay.
But we'll go back to the cop and stuff, okay? Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam, this is Chris in cold ass Colorado. How you doing?
Oh, Chris, fine. Hey. How you doing? We thought it was the guest, but that's fine. We love having you.
Yeah.
How's it going, Chris?
Oh, it's going. Hey, Brigitta, happy early birthday, and I'm sorry my Broncos are going to beat your Ravens.
You know what? Shut your face.
Are they playing this weekend?
Shut your face.
You like that, Brigitta?
Well, where are they playing, in Colorado, in Denver?
No, I wish. We're actually playing in Baltimore.
And you know who's back this weekend? Ta-da, ta-da! We got Ray back. Ta-da, ta-da!
Ta-da, ta-da! Okay. Which team is doing better so far?
I just called to apologize. I won't give you grief because you're my friend and stuff, but, you know, thankfully you're not a Steelers fan, but that's another story.
Yeah, that's Schittsburg, and they can just die and blow up. Yeah. That city could... Why don't they... Okay, that's mean.
So which team is doing better this season? Ravens or the Broncos?
We were in very good situation until the past 2 weeks. I won't talk about...
Okay.
We don't want to talk about it. Schittsburg, we lost, and then we lost to freaking Redskins.
You know what the cool thing is? Denver's lost to three good teams. We've lost the three best teams, Texans, Atlanta, and New England. So if we beat the Ravens, and they're the other good team on our schedule, we're doing well. If not, then we're pretender like the Texans or Atlanta, because I still don't think those guys know what the hell they're doing on.
You're going to be a pretender, because we got Ray back, so it's all good now. And we fired our coach. We fired
Ray and his crutch.
Yeah, but you know what? We fired our defensive coach, and we hired a new one. And so, like, the whole game has changed in the past 2 weeks, because we lost to the Redskins. Mm. So after that, I mean, seriously?
You guys got owned by the Redskins.
Oh, that was such bullshit. But then we don't want to talk about it. But
Ray
then the
Rice is on my fantasy football team. I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. But they're not using them at all. It's bullshit.
How
do you not use the second or first best?
I'm right there with you. But you know what? This is why we fired our guy the next day, and then we hired the other coach, the quarterback coach, has it.
And I'm sorry, hon, your offensive line sucks.
Okay.
They're not protecting the quarterback. They suck.
But you know what? That has a lot to do with the coaching, and everything's changed after that last game, thank God, and we have Lewis back. So I think this weekend we're gonna be on point. Like, I'm actually really excited to see where it's gonna go with the new coaching and with our team star back. I'm so excited he's back.
Okay.
I think you guys were okay without him.
Yeah.
And...
All right, well, enough football, guys. Come on. We thought you.
Okay, Sam,
I like it.
I think we got the point across there. You know, we don't have to go into the front line and all that. But Chris, thanks so much for calling, man. We're expecting a couple of guests to call in, and nice to know you're still listening and everything, man. You got to be a little more be in touch on Facebook and stuff.
I try. Yeah. It's just hard with. Trying to work and stuff like that. But I will be.
But at least you're working now, and that's what's important, man.
And you know what?
Actually, no, I lost my job.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
No, they had cutbacks.
Oh, man, you get caught in all these cutbacks, man.
Yeah, wow. I'm not thrilled. But that's another story and another time. You guys have a good day.
No, that's
thank you. And I will talk some shit to you on Facebook tomorrow. You better be watching.
If you lose, you won't. But that's okay.
Oh, really? Because we're not going to lose because we got Lewis back.
Okay. Oh, God, her voice went screechy.
Yeah. It's dead.
Well, we'll talk about it Monday and we'll see.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Have a good weekend.
Chris, thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You guys and your football, you know.
Oh,
I love to see people that are really into their teams, you know.
Oh,
it becomes personal, you know.
It becomes super personal.
Yeah.
Super personal. I take that shit seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So when I interrupted you about the cop and
the
stuff at the party.
Yeah. So anyway, after this crazy night, and for those of you that don't know that are just tuning in or just never heard the story before, this guy was in my closet for over 3 hours. He's a stalker. He wound up somehow going through my room, and the door was closed throughout the night. So this is why I kind of want to leave it open so that, you know, I can keep an eye on my stuff and keep the dogs in there, I think, today.
Right.
But anyway, so he had gone through my drawers because when we had found him in the closet, and how this happened was I heard a noise like an hour and a half into the part or into the room when I was sitting in there, and I thought, oh, I have so many shoes, something fell. And my girlfriends, the weird thing is my girlfriends were in and out of the closet. They were like putting their purses in there and like whatever. They never saw him.
Wow.
And so it was the strangest thing. And my closet is like wall, entire huge three closets in one. So it goes across the whole wall. So he was kind of walking through the whole closet, I guess.
Wow.
Anyways, we found him. He was wearing my clothes. He had pissed himself and was whacking off with my underwear, which he stole from my drawers, with my oils that went missing earlier in the night that were given to me as a present.
Wow.
Went missing. Yeah.
He went all out, huh?
He went all out. He was watching me from the closet for 3 hours, whacking off. He took all his clothes off, and he had put my clothes on. Wow. He was wearing my dress.
Do you know how fucked up you have to become so vulnerable in a place that's not even yours? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so fucking he's weird. Like,
yeah, I mean, because I can understand whipping out your dick and masturbating, you know, but taking off your clothes, you're obviously going to be caught.
Yeah, completely naked. His clothes, actually, which is even weirder, were on the front lawn. So I don't know what the fuck happened. So it's like, did he walk in naked into my room? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So, anyway, so when I found him, I flipped out and I went to my back room and I, like, got all my friends, and one of my girlfriends is a black belt, and she's like, what the fuck? Clothes off now. And he's like, okay. And he was cowering over. Like, he kind of looked like, you know, Lord of the Rings, that little, what's his name? Or like Harry Potter. You know that little guy in Harry Potter, the little... You know what I'm talking about? The little alien-looking guy?
No.
Oh.
Are you talking about the one in Lord of the Rings? Guillaume or something? What's his name?
Oh, my God.
Something with... Yeah.
My precious little precious.
Something with a G. Yeah,
anyway,
Gollum
but he also... Gollum.
Yeah, Gollum. Yeah, okay.
Kind of like Gollum. Gollum. Like, he reminded me of Gollum all hunched over. And he had my hoodie on top over my gown.
Uh-huh.
Like this long dress. And it looked like Gollum, and I was all tiny and frail, and he was just freaky looking. And then looked like Hannibal Lecter, you know, when he steams all the makeup on his face and all the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like.
Wow.
So when I opened up my closet and picked him off the ground and saw that, can you imagine what was going through my head?
Wow.
It was just I felt so violated.
Wow.
But anyway, so the cops eventually were called, whatever, long story short, and they're kind of like, and I'm just sitting on the ground, like, taking it all in. I'm playing it cool because I'm in shock.
Yeah.
Literally in shock, like, this just happened. Wow,
I know.
This is fucking crazy.
Can you imagine if you were there by yourself, if there were no people there?
I thought about that because here's the thing. The people that were in my room with me were supposed to leave.
Mm.
And I was like, no, wait, stay longer, blah, blah, blah. We got into another conversation. If they had both left... And actually, I think at one point it was just me and someone else. Yeah, because the other one person went and passed out. If that my one friend had left, I would have fallen asleep and I would have been there alone. Now, this guy, this is more of a watcher because, you know, I've studied like archetypes of people and stuff. So he's not really a doer yet. Eventually, he will be. And I know he was caught the year before, actually, doing the same thing in Arizona. So because it was on his record. But the cops couldn't find it. We had to find it up, and oh, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But anyway, so can you imagine like me waking up and seeing this guy? Like, he probably would have just been watching me.
Right.
It's really creepy.
You would have freaked out.
I would have.
Real bad.
You know what?
You would have killed him.
I would have wound up in jail because what would have happened is I probably would have sliced his neck or something.
Yeah.
Not thinking. Like, think quick. And he was he's so tiny and frail that I would have killed him. I honestly, and that scares me because when I'm put in a weird situation and I'm going to react quick, I don't know what I'm capable of. I would feel awful killing, you know what I mean? Like reacting so crazily.
Right.
I don't know.
But that's your reaction.
But then again, I don't know because then I found him and I played it. So like, I was so cool. I was actually shocked. Everyone was like, wow, you're like so calm. I'm like, I was just kind of, and I was. So you don't really know until you're in that situation. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's so weird. Anyway, so the cop was like, cracking up laughing. They were like, oh my, because there were two cops, and they were like, one had him in the car cuffed, and the other cop was inside taking earnest, and he was just like, what the hell? And he's like, oh wait, you're the extends girl. Oh my God. And then started they recognized me right away. And I was like, oh my God. Because what it is when you're working the late night shifts in like all the fire stations and police, you're sitting and you're watching TV.
That's true. They watch the late night
TV. So they see me on there. And so they recognize me right away. And it was, so that was funny. And then he's like, oh. And then obviously it was a stalking case. So they were like, that was a whole other thing. And they're like, what else have you done? Anyway, so he wound up like ordering one of my friends to go get me drinks. Yeah. And get me drunk. I'm like, yeah, I need drinks. And long story short, I don't know how it happened, but he asked me out. And I was like, okay. Oh, I forgot. I was like, yeah, come back after work. Come back when you're done. Okay. Uh-huh. And he was like, well, I can't remember what time, because he's like, I wish I could come and drink with you guys.
Right.
And we were partying all night. So I don't know. I can't remember if he came back or not. But yeah, I want to.
Sorry. We got another phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Wayne Fetterman calling.
Yeah, Wayne, how you doing? We have a bad connection, though. Do you want to try and call back in?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait,
I think it's okay now. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you. I know I'm calling a little early. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, because the previous guest never called, so you're good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from a little place called Los Angeles, California.
That's a very little place. I don't think I've heard of it.
I don't either.
Is that like in northern Mexico or something?
I think it means Los Angeles, so it's the Angels, the City of Angels.
That's true, yeah. So Brigitte, you've been a big fan of Wayne and stuff. You watched...
I was a fan of the show that you were on, and
right.
I realized who you were when your bio and everything came in, and I was like, awesome, I totally want him on the show. That's rad.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate... Did you say rad?
I said rad.
She said rad.
I did.
I didn't know it was a retro show today. It is.
It's retro every day when you're with me. The disco ball's going.
So wait a minute, what show did you, because I've been on not that many shows, but are you talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's my favorite show.
How long were you on that show?
Well, this is interesting. It's not, I would say on it is an exaggeration. I've done two episodes, and I did one the first season, and I did one a season ago. So they have me on about once every 7 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good.
It's one of my favorite shows. I love that show. I think it's so hilarious. And, you went through the audition process of going? Because I've heard different things from different people that have gone on, and, like, they were telling me it was actually an interesting process. So I don't know if you went through that, if you want to, like, kind of tell us about it, because I thought it was cool.
I'd love to. Well, what happened was the first time I went in, if you're a fan of the show, there's a guy who plays a blind guy on the program, and I auditioned for that role, and I'd never played a blind guy, so I did the audition, and they were like, no, you're not good at the blind guy.
Yeah.
But then a couple of weeks later, there was, like, a lawyer guy, and I was like, okay, I could be, like, a sleazy kind of lawyer, and so I went in and auditioned for that, but there's no script. They just gave you a little piece of paper, and all it said on the paper was, you're a lawyer and you're a huge fan of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. That's it.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you just had it, you like improv with Larry David.
That's so
and
awesome.
I knew Larry, like, when I was starting stand-up, he was just finishing, so we crossed paths briefly. So I don't know if he remembered me, but I used to bring him up on stage at the comic strip in New York, so that was kind of fun. And sometimes he wouldn't last long. He would always say, stay near, stay close, if I brought him up on stage, because sometimes he'd bail on those sets.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, I mean, I'm looking here at your resume. You've done quite a bit of work over the years. I can see that.
I'd be more famous.
Yeah, but you know what? You're competing with millions of people. It's really not that easy, you know? But I mean, you know, you're doing what you love, I would imagine. And that's what's important, I think, the bottom line, you know?
Well, thanks for diminishing my whole life. I appreciate it.
Sure, put me in a shitty position now.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's not what I was going to say.
You love. That's very nice. That's good. That's good. That's important. You're doing what you love.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I agree. I'm to tell you the truth, grateful for any job I get, anything. So it's fun. It's been a fun ride so far, and yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, I was just in this big commercial for Samsung.
Yay.
where we're standing in line.
My girlfriend was in that commercial.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you yelling? Why are you yelling? What's your name?
She thinks maybe you can't hear over the phone.
She gets excited. She gets excited.
I do. Like,
there's a connection between the two of us.
Oh, there you go.
Who was he in that commercial?
No, because what? Okay, I will admit. So I was in the middle of a text, uh-huh. and I was like half listening, uh-huh. kind of like men do with women all the time. But I was doing it, and then I heard that, and I was like, oh wait, and then I chimed out of my text.
Yeah, you woke her up there for a second.
Wow, I'm glad I'm so riveting.
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I like it. I appreciate it.
Wayne, were you born here in L.A. or did you move here for your career?
That's a good question. I was actually born here, but I moved very shortly after I was born, mm-hmm. and then I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh my God, that's where I'm from too. See?
Wow, there you go. You see, there is a connection.
I know.
Wow.
I'm from I grew up in Ellicott City, Maryland, but which is like right by.
Oh yeah, there's a famous resort there when I was a kid.
No, like the Turf Valley.
I'm not sure what it was called, but I remember we'd go to Ocean City.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I moved to Florida, and then I went to New York University to study acting.
Oh okay. Wow! So you did you always know you wanted to do this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! So you're
a
natural.
Stand up comedy. Like my main thing is stand up comedy, and as soon as I found out that was a job, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, this sounds like a good job.
Yeah. That's
you like
true.
Work an hour or an hour and a half a night? That sounds good.
Yeah.
Right?
And you get good money in the process, hopefully.
Yeah, and you get to be the center of attention. It's all everything I want in life.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. So what are you working on now, Wayne?
Well, I have a big live show coming up on Monday at a place called Largo, which is on La Cienega, this very famous nightclub.
Yes, I've heard of it. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I do an annual Christmas show. Even though I'm Jewish, I do this show called a very Fetterman Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And awesome. What I do is it's because, I don't know, I just always felt like Christmas was such a better holiday than Hanukkah. It wasn't even close. I don't know why we're pretending or even in any way.
See, I wanted to be Jewish because you've got several days of it. When I was younger, I was jealous of all my Jewish friends. I was.
Yeah.
I wanted to play with the dreidel. Go ahead, make the joke.
It must be one of those grass is greener situations.
Must be.
There you go.
Like, The Christmas songs just rock. They're unbelievable. They're incredible.
But you know that it's like the Jews in America sort of like made Hanukkah kind of like Christmas, because like back in Israel, they don't have presents every day on Hanukkah. You know, it's just here because they want the kids to feel like they're not left out, you know. But yeah.
Are you from Israel? What am I learning here? You're from Israel.
Yeah, I'm from Israel originally. Yeah, I've been here 37 years now. 36 years.
Yeah, I was. I toured Israel about, I don't know, 6 years ago with some other comedians.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they love Americans, man. I mean, whatever you do, you go there and they love you. You know, so that's cool.
Not the love.
Yeah, the love. There you go.
So anyway, back to this Largo show. So we have a really fun show. We have. Paul Williams is one of my guests. I don't know if you know who he is, but he wrote the song Rainbow Connection, and We've Only Just Begun, Rainy Days and Mondays.
Oh,
he's like
cool.
Incredible songwriter.
Yeah, and you'd know if you see him. Yeah, he's got this long blonde hair, and
he
was very famous in TV and music. Go on.
So we have him. We also have John C. Reilly on the show, who's currently... the voice of the movie Wreck-It Ralph.
Right.
But, been in many Oscar-nominated movies. And then another comedian named Dana Gould. So it's going to be it's like a variety show. So it's really fun. And that's what we're doing on Monday.
That's cool.
Monday at 8 o'clock.
So how many years have you been doing this now?
The Christmas show or stand-up? Talking to you.
No, the Christmas show, the Very Fetterman Christmas. You said you do that every year?
This is the fourth annual one, yes.
Oh, nice, nice. Good for you, man. Well, sounds interesting. I mean, it'll probably be funny and entertaining and stuff. I see it's Monday, December 17th at 8 o'clock at Largo. And do you, for your comedy, do you ever travel around the country?
Of course. Yeah. I'm actually going to be in San Francisco at the end of January, the weekend of the 31st. And, yeah, I go to New York quite a bit, and I was just in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Boston.
Wow. Nice. You've got the life, man, let me tell you.
I agree with you. Yeah. I got the life. And now I get to talk to you on whatever this show is.
Exactly.
I don't know where this is going to.
You don't know where it's going
to. We never know either.
Yeah.
Now, I went to your website. I noticed you have various different co-hosts. What's the deal? How does that all work?
Hey, I've been here for almost a year.
Yeah, she's been a year. No, it's not like several at a time. It's just I've been doing this for 5 years, and people came and went, you know, and it's been Brigetta for the past year, and she's amazing.
Thank you.
Can I ask a little about her? Where are you from?
Well, me? I'm from Ellicott City, Maryland.
Right, your promotion city, and how did you get? Where are you right now? Like, where are you sitting right now?
I am sitting right now in this
In the studio in Sherman Oaks.
Comfortable. Hey, let me do my description myself. Thank you very much.
Supposed to be doing the interview, not
in
him.
Sort of comfortable.
I know, but I like to learn about people.
Leather chair, and I'm having fun tweeting. As we speak.
Yeah. Can I say sorry to interrupt your tweeting?
No, you're totally fine.
I accept my apology.
My birthday party's tonight, so it's people are...
What?
Yeah. She's feeling festive and everything.
Festive. Yeah. Woo!
I love it. I feel like I got you guys on a great day.
Yeah, you definitely did, Wayne. And so everybody, if you want to check out more on Wayne Fetterman, go to waynefetterman.com. And you can find out more about him at the upcoming shows and everything. I see you also have something in January coming up, Fetterman International Film Festival. Wow.
Yes.
So that's
another thing where I pick comedians and they screen films that inspired them.
Awesome.
And then we talk about it and do a Q&A. It's really fun. That's only the second annual of that, though.
Oh, nice.
That's a new thing I just started last year.
So you like hosting parties and events and things like that?
You know, it's weird. I don't really. I do this, like, I do these two events in December and January, and that's it for the whole year.
Yeah. Okay, well, at least, you know, in the holidays, why not, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we're in the last night of Hanukkah, right?
Actually, no. There's two more, I think.
Two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
There's 8 days, and it started on Saturday, I believe. So, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Wayne Fetterman, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, my God. It was a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call. I totally
appreciate
it. And, again, I apologize for interrupting the tweeting and the texting.
Yes. Don't do that next time. Check with us first.
All right. Well, let me just say, as two people on your show from Maryland, I really appreciate it. As one of the two people.
Aww.
There you go.
We totally appreciate it, right?
Totally.
There you go.
Absolutely. Go Ravens.
Maybe we'll talk again sometime.
Go Ravens.
Okay, Wade. Take care, my friend.
Later.
Bye.
Well, I hate to disappoint Jesse, but JoJo is not calling, obviously.
You know what? She probably got mixed up, I guarantee.
She probably forgot or something?
No. What if she called East Coast time?
Yeah, but I told her. I said it's 1:15 East Coast time, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was right with the time.
Sometimes the girls aren't the brightest in the bunch.
Well, either that or they forget. I know that she'd been busy, you know? I mean, we've been trying to go back and forth and scheduling her. So it's unfortunate, but we'll reschedule, I guess. I don't know. She still has about 10 minutes to call, although I'm not sure that she will.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Wayne is fun. Definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, totally cool.
Yeah. So, you know the that Mexican-American singer that crashed?
Yeah.
Jenny Rivera, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more. I guess they found the remains and everything. You know, they.
Wow.
Now you have to ask yourself, how the hell do they find any body part? The plane plunged from 28,000 feet. They're saying almost vertical, like 45 degrees or something.
Did they say why?
They're saying that there's probably a mechanical problem there, and they're investigating.
And it was a private plane.
Private plane.
Right.
And I guess they're saying that, you know, there's been complaints about that airplane or about the company and all that kind of stuff. It's some Mexican airline or airplane company or something. I don't know. But so, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, you barely find any pieces of the plane from such height. How do you find pieces of a body? I mean, that just like blows me out completely. And I'm trying to think of like what. I mean, how would you find anything?
Yeah, I don't.
You know.
You're asking the wrong person.
Wow.
I'm playing with my foot right now. That really hurts. By the way, did I tell you that my foot's broken?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so get
your
this.
Your foot's broken.
No, it's broken in three places.
What?
Yeah, so
that's separate from the ankle that you had a problem.
No, my ankle. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Okay.
So we didn't think it was broken. We thought all the X-rays showed I was fine, like whatever. And so I went and got an MRI because I had all these issues, and I've been fine recently. I will say this past week I've had a lot of trouble, and I'm really in a lot of pain. Like today, I think it's the weather too, or the rain maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so I've called them every day for MRI results, which I got over a month ago, the MRI. And I went ballistic yesterday, and I'm like, I will call the board if you don't call me back. I'm so frustrated. Just call me. Anyway, so they wound up calling me back, and they're like, yeah, by the way, so you have two breaks in your ankle and one in, like, your heel area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you couldn't tell me this? Like, you couldn't call me a month ago or answer any of my calls for the past month?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so now it's too late. It's already set. There's nothing I can do. It's just deal with it. And he's like, well, another 6 to 8 weeks and then come back in and we'll reevaluate. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's so weird because it's their hairline fractures, so I didn't show up on the X-ray. But he had a feeling that I had a break because my bones were slightly moved and the way, like, anyway, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it sucks because now I can feel clicking in my foot.
Oh, my God.
It clicks.
Yeah.
And unless my foot is completely 90 degrees, I'm in pain. The past week it's been like this.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell? Yeah.
Do you think you took off the boot prematurely?
They told me to.
Oh, this
is the thing. He told me it was they told me to start moving it so my ankle doesn't cramp up. But they didn't think it was they weren't sure if it was a break.
Yeah.
Now that it's break, they're like, put the boot back on. I'm like, I'm not putting the boot on. I've been walking around for over a month. Like, it's just stupid. What's the boot going to do? Nothing. So I'm,
really?
No. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's going to set the bones a little bit.
It's not going to set shit. You know, it's already been like, you know, you've got 7 days before your bones start going back together.
Yeah.
So I already know that I'm set for surgery, probably.
Okay.
I don't even care at this point. Whatever. Add it to my list of arthritis. But I just wanted to share that. I just thought it was interesting. I've been walking around on a broken foot for the past 2 months.
Whoa.
Hey, I did a fashion show and a broken foot.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go, you know. So much for doctors, man.
Right? But this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, God, this is why I hate to say it, but I hate doctors. I knew it was broken. I knew it. I should have went with my gut. Anyway. So
yeah.
I'm like, but what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. Too late now, right?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm just going to drink more. Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, amazing light show we have in my house. We have a fogger.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Now, how many people do you expect there?
There have been 100 people that have RSVP'd.
Wow.
There are 30 that are maybes. Or 20 that are maybes.
How do you fit them all in one house?
I had 200 people last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's a pretty big house.
You've been there.
Big, pretty good size house. Well, yeah, but I'm trying to explain to the listeners.
Oh yeah. It's 3,500 square feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
It's just, I mean, I have roommates. It's not like it's my, you know.
Right. No, I understand. I understand. But
yeah.
It's still a big house to fit that many in there.
People aren't going in our rooms.
Right.
Well, my room will be like my good friends if I'm... You know.
Right.
I don't care about that.
But you got like two huge rooms there. You got a living room and a guest room or so. Not a guest room.
It's the dining room that's really big.
And then we have the den
that's huge with a bar. And I mean, honestly, it's like we have three family rooms. It's kind of how we call it. But we just make the back like a huge like craziness. It's the men's den.
Yeah.
We have like I took all the gym equipment out. That's where the DJ booth is.
Yeah.
That was a pain in my ass. And then we have the office area, which is where the food will be set up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's spread
out
really
cool. That's a lot of people. Where the hell is everybody going to park?
It's a neighborhood. There's plenty of parking.
For 100 cars or more?
Did it last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big neighborhood. There's plenty, you know, you've been there. There's plenty of
parking. Well, I don't know.
And there's a park behind.
I came there at night.
There's a park behind us. There's a huge parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If people really wanted it.
So you're taking care of,
I picked a good location to live.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what about neighbors and everything?
I've invited them all.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Mama didn't raise a fool.
There you go.
Exactly. And I already know if, like, someone were to call the cops. Like, the only reason the cops would be called is for sound, because this year the only difference is we have a DJ with very large speakers. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. Everyone knows me in the neighborhood. I've made friends with everybody. Well, when the tree hit our roommate's cars twice, like once last year, once this year, we're all in the neighborhood and everyone kind of gets together and you meet everyone and we'll all help pitch in moving the trees from, like, you know, the street and everything. So that's how I met everyone.
Oh, nice.
That are walking dogs.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's friendly. Everyone's really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Well, it's going to be like a Hollywood party, I would imagine, you know.
It is a lot of industry people. There's a lot of healers that are coming, though, which is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I mean, a lot of my girlfriends
Maybe
who are,
they'll do a lot of healing and stuff there, too.
When we're drinking? Yeah, not really. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, it's good people. It's going to be a good mix of people. Everyone's like, I'm excited because I feel like it's a really good group this year. Mm. Not that last year wasn't. Last year, I combined it with a girlfriend of mine. And she had a few people come. Well, she had a lot of people come that were great. But there were three people that came in particular that were not so great, that stood out like sore thumbs and stole my car.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot that went on.
How last these year, things happen
you know what's funny?
I think why it all happens to you is because you expose yourself to a lot of people.
It's
you know?
Just so
a lot
funny.
Of situations.
I find it funny. I don't care. I have low jack. Like, And the funniest thing is we all went to go eat breakfast in the morning because everyone's hungover. By the way, I've already done all the washing. I've washed all my sleeping bags. All my blankets, pillows, everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I figure what we did last year was we turned the back room once, like, I'll clean the floor all up, and then I'll lay, like, huge blankets down, and then everyone can just pass out. It's like a big slumber party.
Wow.
It's like 30 people can sleep there. It's totally fine. Yeah, I have no problem. I don't want anyone drinking and driving at all. Like, that's my biggest thing. Do not drink and drive. The cops do know or will know that I'm throwing a party.
Right.
And just, you know, just safety reasons. You don't need to get hurt or killed or anything. So I'd rather just be responsible and everyone can pass out.
It's there
no
you
deal.
Go.
But yeah, we
there
all went to the cafe in the morning. We get back from the cafe. We walked. We come back from the cafe and I'm like, literally, it was like, dude, where's my car? No, really. Where's my car? Because it was parked in the driveway and it was not in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah, these guys have the audacity to go and, like, I have a key hook by the front door.
Uh-huh.
I've had so many parties my whole life, like, living in Hollywood. I've never had an issue, ever.
Mm.
And this last year, I partnered with a girlfriend, because it was her birthday, too, and it was her people that came that took my car keys off the wall, went outside with the beeper to see which car it was, and took my car to their house, because they didn't want to call a cab.
Yeah.
And it wound up in Sun Valley.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I have, like, I didn't notice till the next day.
Yeah.
You know, so I called, thank God, I called the cops and I was like, I have low jack. And then, which is, I didn't realize how that's involved. This is actually really cool. So if you don't have low jack, you should get it. So what they do is they call a helicopter out, a police helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And the police helicopter locates the signal from the low jack and they can get it down to a 5-mile radius. And then they send cop cars out trying to find to get closer into the signal, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
And they have to search until they find the car.
Wow, that's a lot of money just to find a car.
It's insane. Yeah. But I mean, I did pay for a LoJack.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. For them, it would cost, like, you know, a lot.
I don't know. But how many times do you really use LoJack? You know what I mean? Like, it's the first time I've had it. And, you know, I've had LoJack in my car since I was 16.
Really?
You know, I've switched cars, obviously, but I always get it. So it's the first time I've ever needed to use it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they called my cell phone, and then they were like, we found it. You need to come meet us here because it's a dangerous neighborhood, and we're going to wait here for 45 minutes for you to get here. So the cops waited.
Yeah.
They gave me directions to where my car was, and I went and got my car.
Whoa.
I went with my roommates, and they were like, but it was funny because, like, when I got my car, obviously it was like total, like, stoner, ghetto stoners. It was in Sun Valley, which, by the way, like, if you ever watch Clueless, for those of you that don't know, if you watch the movie Clueless, and Cher is stuck out in the valley at this party, and she calls her dad, and he's like, where are you, Cher? Oh, no, she gets robbed. Mm. Remember, she gets robbed, her cell phone gets robbed, and gets dropped off in the middle of nowhere, and then she calls from a payphone, and her dad's like, where are you, Cher? And she's like, Sun Valley. I have this movie on memory.
Not a great area here in the valley.
No, but I was like, and in that voice too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love that movie. You know it by heart, clearly. So this is exactly where my car was. So it was literally like ghetto hell when I went and saw the house and everything. I'm like, oh my God, this is scary.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was all kinds of They were rolling joints in my car. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
So, A, my car smelled like assholes.
Oh, God.
And two, there was resin all over my front dash.
God.
And three, I listened to XM radio, and it was on some local ghetto station. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even good music. It was, like, horrible because I turned the car on, and I was curious. I turned the sound up because I was like, and I looked at how the seats were, and they were all back, laying back. And I'm like, who does this?
Yeah.
What? Who does this? So, and like, they stole a bunch of wires from the car and stuff. I don't really, I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, we are out of time, but I wanted to tell you, how many people did I tell you were dead at the school? Two, right?
Yeah.
Make that 20.
What?
Including 10 children.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mass killing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's a bummer way to end the show, but anyway, we'll go into the newspapers and online and read what's going on there. Anyway, Brigetta, looking forward to the party. Have a great one.
I know.
And we're going to have a lot of stories, I'm sure, on Monday.
My energy just totally shifted.
I know. I didn't mean to do that, but we are a radio station.
I know.
So I figured I'd convey the news there.
Good night.
But at any rate, everybody, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.